in the limelight.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence delivered a bellicose speech before representatives of 14 Latin American countries at a meeting of the Lima Group in Bogota, Colombia. The remarks were timed to coincide with the U.S. orchestrated provocations at the Venezuelan border over the weekend, resulting in clashes that reportedly left a few people dead. Social activist and writer Eric London has more on the recently held Colombia summit at the U.S. to justify more intervention in Venezuela's internal affairs in an article titled, Pence Threatens War in Venezuela at Colombia Summit. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence rehashed phrases plagiarized from speeches given by George W. Bush in the run-up to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, combining them with denunciations of socialism. Pence said, "There is no turning back. All options are on the table," unquote. He continued, "A new day is coming in Latin America. In Venezuela and across the Western Hemisphere, socialism is dying and liberty, prosperity, and democracy are being reborn before our eyes," unquote. Pence issued an ultimatum to the Venezuelan military, threatening that if it did not overthrow Maduro, you will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, no way out. You will lose everything, unquote. Pence announced that the U.S. would place added sanctions on officials in the Venezuelan government and called on the right-wing governments of Latin America to transfer ownership of Venezuelan assets in your country to the government of U.S. puppet Juan Guaido. In other words, the U.S. is conducting cross-hemispheric highway robbery. In his speech, Pence gave several justifications for intensifying U.S. war threats against Venezuela. The U.S. vice president said Venezuela exploits indigenous tribes, damages the environment through oil exploration, and impoverishes its population. These claims would be laughable were it not for the seriousness of the threats. The United States of America is the world's worst offender in each of these departments. Particularly disgusting was Pence's attack on Venezuela for refusing shelter for those displaced immigrants along its border. The Washington Post wrote that Pence embraced a sobbing elderly man, an immigrant waiting to enter Venezuela. The Post reporters, tears welling in their eyes, wrote that Pence told the man in English, "We are with you." The Post report made no mention of the thousands of immigrants currently sleeping on the streets in Mexican cities along the U.S.-Mexico border after the U.S. barred them from entering the country to apply for asylum. Simultaneous with the planned confrontation at the border, the U.S. military escalated its war plans. CNN reported that the U.S. military has flown an increased number of reconnaissance flights in international airspace off the coast of Venezuela during the last several days to gather classified intelligence in possible preparation for a military intervention. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello reported that the Venezuelan military threatened to open fire on an American ship that entered Venezuelan territorial waters without permission. Though the ship was registered in Vanuatu, it was flying under a U.S. flag in violation of international maritime law. U.S. officials claimed the ship was carrying 200 tons of humanitarian aid. Venezuelan officials allege that U.S. humanitarian aid includes weapon shipment to Colombia. Just recently, Colombian Armed Forces leader Major General Luis Navarro Jimenez traveled to Florida, where he met with leaders of U.S. Southern Command. The Washington Post wrote that behind the scenes in Bogota, Guaido sought assurances that the United States could use force if necessary. Venezuela right-wing opposition leader Julio Borges tweeted that the opposition will urge for an escalation of diplomatic pressure and the use of force against Nicolas Maduro. President Trump has long privately expressed his interest in waging war on Venezuela. In his recently published book, former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe reports that Trump once brought up Venezuela in his presence, saying, "That's the country we should be going to war with. They have all that oil and they're right on our back door," unquote. The bellicose mood in Washington was exemplified by a reckless Washington Post opinion article published by Francisco Toro, who leads the think tank Group of 50, founded by a former World Bank official with the backing of the imperialist Carnegie Endowment of International Peace. Despite the article's title, "With U.S. Military Action, Venezuela Could Become the Libya of the Caribbean," Toro makes the case for pushing the region to the brink of war. Toro writes, "The recent border confrontation moved military action to dislodge the Venezuelan regime from fringe speculation to serious policy discussion," unquote. Francisco Toro continues that the Venezuelan military is unlikely to rebel against Maduro unless they calculate U.S. military action is genuinely imminent. The best solution now, then, is a strategy designed to convince Venezuela's generals that unless they topple Maduro in short order, they will be bombed out of existence. A message that should be delivered by people who understand actually bombing them out of existence would be a disaster. What the United States needs to do, in other words, is bluff. By taking further steps that raise Venezuelan generals' perception of a threat. The article concludes, "God help us all." This incendiary strategy has the bipartisan support of the U.S. political establishment. As former Bush administration official Jose Cardenas wrote in Foreign Policy Online, U.S. policy toward Venezuela has enjoyed a bipartisan consensus in Congress through successive administrations. Democrats such as Senator Bob Menendez, the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and Elliot Engel, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, have been active in critics of the breakdown in Venezuelan democracy over the years. It is not certain, however, that the U.S. will be able to line up its allies behind its threats of military intervention. The increased threats of war have deepened divisions between Washington and its allies in the region and in Europe. While the Lima Group declaration called for the immediate resignation of Maduro, it also noted that the transition to democracy should be conducted by the Venezuelans themselves peacefully, by political and diplomatic means, without the use of force, unquote. Brazil's Vice President Hamilton Mourão said from Bogota that a military option was never an option for Brazil and that we advocate for no intervention, unquote. The foreign minister of Spain, Josep Borrell, told the FN News agency on Sunday, "We have clearly warned that we would not support and would roundly condemn any foreign military intervention," unquote. The Despite support from the governments of the region and in Europe for the U.S. regime change operation, these statements reflect concerns that the U.S. is proceeding with a degree of recklessness that risks throwing the entire hemisphere into an unprecedented level of chaos. The Trump administration has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. The U.S. would use any opportunity to denounce Russia and China, which are likely to exercise their veto power as permanent members, to block a pseudo-legal international fig leaf to U.S. imperialism's machinations in South America.